That's Afro-Venezuelan musicians Betsaida Machado y Parrande el Clavo. I'm Adam Campy for the NEA blog, Artworks. Just a heads up, the story is different than what we typically post in that it's bilingual. Throughout this piece, you'll hear Betsaida Machado translated into English by the NEA's international activity specialist, Guiomar Ochoa. You'll also hear the band's manager, Juan Suki. His part is in English. Betsaida Machado y Parrande el Clavo stopped by the Constitution Center to perform at the tail end of Hispanic Heritage Month. And it's not every day a bunch of bureaucrats, myself included, dance on their lunch break, but that's what happened. Anyways, the band was in the U.S. as part of the remarkable program Southern Exposure. Here's Guiomar Ochoa on what exactly that is.
Southern Exposure is a national initiative that brings contemporary and traditional performing arts from Latin America to audiences across the United States. It provides fee support to nonprofit presenters who book artists on a curated roster that changes annually.
Betsaida Machado is an Afro-Venezuelan singer known as La Voz de Venezuela, or The Voice of Venezuela. She manages to radiate joy and pain, often at the same time. She and the explosive band, Parranda el Clavo, create a sound as vibrant as the colors they wear on stage. Parranda means party, and is a kind of music rooted in community. Musicians roam from town to town, singing and commenting on life, the good and the bad. El Clavo is the town where most of the band is from and live. Betsaida and Juan's lives intersected in a pretty unusual way, through a third party's interest in creating a radio program about boleros, a century-old genre of slow-tempo Latin music and dance. Juan Suki.
In Venezuela, there is this very important radio anchor called Cesar Miguel Rondon. Cesar is a dual personality guy in the sense that he is the most famous radio anchor in the country, speaking from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. nationwide. And he is a media celebrity, 3 million followers on Twitter, very, very popular guy.
Circuito Éxitos. Cesar Miguel Rondon.
So on one end, he is a very popular radio anchor, very, very political, very smart. And then on the other end, he is a Latin American and Caribbean music expert. And one day I get this call from Cesar, who is a guy who speaks like very low-toned voice. And I thought it was a friend actor kidding around because it's a very famous voice. And he said, I don't know if you know my book of salsa, I want to put a show together. And we started working together. And the second show we did, he called and said, I want to do a show on boleros. And we have 7 days to put the show together. And I want the singers to be really powerful. I want their voices to be really true. And I don't want them to be superstars. I want them to be true singers. I found a woman who's going to sing for the show. And she doesn't really sing boleros. But I think she should be there. And I remember being upset because I said, how dare they bring up a singer that is not a bolero singer for a 7-day rehearsal process. And I get there the first day of rehearsal, and Betsaida was sitting there like a public official t-shirt, like from the Ministry of Culture or Ministry of Humanities. And she started singing, and it was the most powerful voice I've ever heard in my life. And the most impactful thing is that it really sounded like a voice from the earth.
Hola, mi nombre es Betsaida Machado. Estoy en este tour.
Hi, my name is Betsaida Machado. I'm on this tour with El Clavo, a group from my town. And this story of Juan's is very funny, because he knew of me, and he was pulling out his hair when Cesar Miguel said to him that he knew a singer who could do an hour of theater, that I was the soloist, and then they tell him that the singer is not a bolero singer. And Juan was pulling his hair out, thinking, it can't be possible that Maestro Cesar Miguel Rondon, a respectable man with so much responsibility, is going to make me work with a singer that is not a bolero singer. Because my genre, in reality, has always been recognized in Venezuela as the parranda, the drums. This recognition as bolerista came from Maestro Cesar Miguel Rondon in Volume 2 of El Libro de la Salsa that he did. Let's say that it's a musical genre, popular during the Christmas holiday, but some Venezuelans could spend all year partying and do.
And we started touring a lot, that show. And I started asking, who are you? Why do you sing like this? Where do you come from? I come from this little village. My dad was a street musician, trumpet player, never recorded a song. We're 15 siblings. We all sing. We all dance. And I started saying, can we go? Can I go to the town? Can I come? And eventually in time, she invited me for a sancocho at her mama's house. And it was meant to be just like a one afternoon of eating sancocho and listening to parrandas. And then I got in touch with her universe and with this beautiful community, this very powerful music. And so to summarize how it all ended, I basically discovered that they were playing together for over 30 years and never even performed together outside the village, because music in El Clavo is a way of life more than a way of business. So we started documenting the El Clavo, Betsaida's family, and sharing these little videos. And they went from playing nowhere ever outside the town to a Lincoln Center outdoors invitation. It did set the project in motion. And it's been, I would say, probably the most meaningful project I've been involved with that deals with Venezuela.
Bendice a mi pueblo en tu corazón, bendice a mi pueblo en tu corazón.
Mi padre trompetista.
Well, my father is a trumpeter. At home, we are a very large family. From mom and dad, we are 11 siblings, 8 women and 3 men. And including my siblings from my father, we are 15. So just the family at home, we just make a parranda alone. Starting with the first, who was my dad, by being a trumpeter, a musician recognized throughout the region. We had a group where we sang Aguinaldo. And we were the representatives that went to other villages, to other towns to compete, to bring aguinaldo and parranda to them in December. And I was the mascot, the smallest of the group. And well, almost always we swept the awards in the nearby localities. Of course, being from El Clavo, or from Barlovento, I had the knowledge of what belonged to Miranda State. But after getting my bachelor's and winning Lyricist Voice, I won a prize as Black Voice of Barlovento, a festival about the cocoa they use to make in Barlovento. I take off for Caracas, and I stumble upon an institution that was called the Bigot Foundation Workshops of Popular Culture. This school recognizes the various musical genres, especially at the Afro level, that exist in Venezuela.
Armed with new knowledge and experience, Betsaida Machado established herself as a formidable solo artist in the nation's capital. But she returned to Barlovento, where she's from, to explore Afro-Venezuelan music with her old community in El Clavo. They recorded a pulsating album called Loe Loa, Rural Recordings Under the Mango Tree. And it helps to know that the genre is widely known as tambor, which means drum. Juan Suki.
Afro-Venezuelan music is extremely powerful. I think it has to do with two different factors. The one factor that definitely got me hooked up is the fact that they do music as a way of living. In a moment where the arts market or the creative economy market is collapsed of overthinking about how through marketing and through media and through social networks you make an artist visible and how do you make people like it. So that is one factor. If you turn the coin into the opposite face, it is very lively music, very high energy. It makes everybody dance, and it is very inclusive, you know?
Nothing conveys better what we have. It's precisely that energy, the strength we exude with this repertoire, simply from what we know to do, which is what we've created.
There is a really long story unexplored in Venezuela. In Venezuela, racial history and more so the music that goes along with it is something that is very often taken for granted, you know? It is the kind of music that you listen when you go to particular little towns in the coast. You'll see little groups playing tambores in the shore, and it was never given a place. within our culture. We have this huge orchestra system in Venezuela, like known worldwide, with a very strong political meaning also that has changed from government to government because it's been a government-related institution forever. And this institution that is really valuable in the sense that it has a social mission and that brings little kids the opportunity to join music and discover music and maybe even change like a gun for a violin, you know, which is beautiful. At the same time would sort of prohibit these genres. So Venezuelan kids would be 5 years old and play Vivaldi and not know what Afro-Venezuelan music is.
Y a pesar de tanto bombardeo de mucha música,
and despite so much bombardment of different music in Venezuela, it happens that a young person, without having the knowledge of what our roots are, wants to fuse and wants to do things from other areas when they don't have the slightest idea of the land they walk on. And that is what we are demonstrating with our traditional music, with our music, with what we have created. May the people recognize it and feel their life.
There is also a non-evident message in the music that makes it really powerful. And as an outsider myself of that kind of music, and I didn't grow up in a community like El Clavo, I feel there is also a lot of pain in the music. Like our ancestors were brought here from Senegal, and landowners mistaken us to be Luango slaves, the one who got to Cuba, who are 6.5 and really tough guys and physically built for hard work. We're not like this, so we were wrongly forced into working the land and given sticks and machetes. And when the landlord would turn around, we would use these sticks to make noises and make sounds and sing and dance, because we're not meant for hard land work. We're meant for talking, we're meant for singing, we're meant for enjoying the land we grow up in. And you want to know why we sing? We sing not to cry.
That was musician Betsaida Machado and producer Juan Suki. To hear more from Betsaida, untranslated in her native Spanish, check out the other story in this blog. I just want to say a special thank you to Betsaida and Juan for sitting down with myself and Guillomar for the interview. And keep an eye out for Betsaida Machado y Parranda el Clavo's Tiny Desk concert recorded this fall at NPR. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy.